This is the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson podcast.
I never thought about this until it happened on the weekend. And DJs in the city, so there's bathrooms right next to each other, the women's and the men's. And so my little five-year-old wanted to go to the toilet, so naturally I just take him to the toilet with me. That's like, it never occurred to me otherwise.
Yeah.
So I'm in the line, and there's about five people in the line, and the lady first of all looks at me and she's like, you know, there's men's toilets next door.
Yeah.
And then I didn't really respond, and then she looked down at my son and she's like, and you're a little man. I'm like, are you being patronising and telling me that I need to go to the men's toilets? He's five. He's barely out of the womb.
Well, you can't go in the men's toilets.
No, and he's too young.
And he can't go on his own. He'll get stuck in there.
He touches things.
Oh, no.
And you don't know who else is in there. Like, I mean, I don't know what age are you supposed to stop doing that. Do you guys know?
I feel like saying things about that lady, but I can't on the radio.
No, but we feel it, and people can feel that through the radio.
Phil, how do you go? How do you go, Lewis?
Well, my mum takes me.
That's nice.
Sometimes
so 35, 36, that's all right.
Need a bit of help washing my hands and stuff. I think it's, in all seriousness, it's absolutely ludicrous to judge someone else on whether or not they're taking a five-year-old into the loo. That lady is a ridiculous person.
What do you do with Rose? Because she'd be, what, eight
She's
now?
She's eight. And so she is old enough to go into the female toilets on her own, but I always stand outside the female toilets and end up looking quite creepy, but yes. I don't care.
No,
I prefer
who cares?
To just be there. If she calls out, then I can hear her. There's been times when I've said to a lady going in, can you just check if my daughter's all right? Because she takes ages to poo. Shouldn't have said that.
Hi, Rose.
Sorry, she takes a book in there. I've got a now four-year-old as well, and there's no way I'm going to let him.
No.
It's different with a boy, I think.
Yeah, because boys' toilets are generally gross, and they smell and they're dirty, and there's urinal cakes and like...
They just look edible. And, I mean, it's the same thing happens when we go for swimming lessons. You know, I'll generally try and nab a family room if there's one available.
Oh, yeah.
Or a disabled toilet, which I'm probably not supposed to use, but it's the only one.
But sometimes it's the only option.
Danny knows exactly what we're talking about. If you do as well, get involved in the conversation. 13, 24, 10. Danny, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good, thank you,
Danny. What age is too old to take your kids to the opposite?
Well, we've got five kids, so they're between 4 and 13, and probably I've only just, like, if my 10-year-old boy is with his 13-year-old brother, I'll let them go on their own. But if he's not with his 13-year-old brother, he's 10, I don't let him go in the male toilets on his own.
No, I think that's
because
fine.
I can't go in there and, like, kick the doors, like, in the movies and check if there's no one hiding behind the doors, like some weird creep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
I send him with his sisters into the ladies' toilets. So he takes his four-year-old sister with him. So I guess that's a bit of backup for him.
Is your...
I'm taking my sister.
Aww, she'll look after me. Is your 10-year-old okay with that? Or is he like, I don't want to go to the girls, Mum?
No, he's happy with it.
Okay, maybe we have to wait until they're like, well, this is weird. I don't want to go to your toilet, Mummy.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It's just about protecting the children, though. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well,
we're skirting around the issue, but we don't. We want to keep them safe.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear from you if you have thoughts as well about it. 13, 24, 10, guys. How old is too old to take your kids into the opposite gender bathroom?
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
At the moment, I'm having a conversation. Feel free to get involved. 13, 24, 10. How old is too old to let your kids go in the opposite gender bathroom?
Yeah, we need your help. I got shamed on the weekend because I was taking my five-year-old. He's only five. He's barely started school. And I was taking him to the girls' toilets, and this lady was kind of having a go at me going, "Is men's toilets next door? And you're a little man. You should be going there."
Yuck.
I hate you.
Now we are getting a lot of calls.
For real, I hate her too.
Jenna's rung through. Morning, Jenna.
Morning.
What do you do?
I'm good. I have two boys. They're 7 and 10, and I still take them in with me.
Yeah.
Or if they need to go, or if I need to go, because I don't want them standing outside on their own waiting, because anyone could walk in there, and it's my job as a parent to keep them safe. So.
Exactly, Jenna. That's.
Have you had anyone, Jenna, say anything to you, like they said to Hayley?
I think a few times I've had a few looks. But most of the time, like, I see other parents with their kids in there, and I think there's nothing wrong with it. And
yeah, who cares?
It's no one else's business.
Who cares? Like, what's a 10-year-old going to do? Like, you're in your own cubicle anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And sometimes I'll just get them to stand out and wait. And I know some people think it's weird, but I'm like, nah, it's my job to keep them safe. I don't want them talking to strangers or people approaching them. And like you say, we can't go into the men's toilets and make sure there's no one in there.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, boys are gross and they'll touch gross things. So, you know, you don't want them doing that either.
Boys are gross.
Thank you, Jenna, for your thoughts. Appreciate you getting involved in the show. Thanks,
Jenna.
A good tip if you've got a kid and you can't bring them into the cubicle because it's too small is to make them stand just outside and keep clapping.
Oh, yes, yeah. And see their feet.
If they keep clapping, they're not touching anything.
Oh,
You're welcome.
That's very smart.
Life. And they're applauding you as well. Lisa and Nan, good morning.
Covers the noises.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, thanks,
Lisa. Lisa, what are your thoughts?
I've taken my 12-year-old and 8-year-old in with me, and I got chastised. Well, actually, they did in the toilets when they were waiting for me. So they're in washing their hands, and a lady had a go at my 12-year-old, saying he was too old to be there. And, I mean, I got really cross with her when I found out. And what was really lovely is that so many other women supported me.
Oh, good.
And, you know, that lady, sort of, she went out really embarrassed because everyone was supportive of the fact that I didn't want to leave my kids unattended.
Yeah. Good on you. I didn't stand up for myself. I should have. I just stood there in shock, and then I got so angry at all my comebacks afterwards. You know when you just
Yeah, no, I had that too, Hayley, but I saw red. I think it was because they challenged my kids.
Yeah,
Without me being there.
Don't speak to my kids.
No.
Lisa, thanks for getting involved and sharing your thoughts. You can too. If you didn't have time to ring through, Lewis and Lowe Facebook page, I'd love to hear from you. Get involved.
Check out all the latest stuff about Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson at their Facebook page.
I'm the quizmaster.
Yeah, you are the quizmaster.
And today it's all about Super Bowl halftime acts after the amazing performance from Lady Gaga yesterday. If you'd like to see a little bit of that, it's on our Facebook page.
Let's find out who wants to represent who in the quiz. Kurt's on the phone. Kurt, morning.
How are you?
Good, hey, Kurt.
Who do you want?
I'll go with Hayley, please.
Oh, yeah. Kurt.
Good choice.
Okay,
you're my favourite in Sound of Music. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for that. Yep, perfect. Rebecca, and you're going for Shane Lowe, right?
Yep.
Thank you. Pumped up.
They're
about
very
that.
Serious. Do you know what?
Yeah,
they're serious.
Up.
They want the prize. It's a cool prize.
It is a cool prize.
All right, I'm going to do my best, Kurt.
All right, well, Quizmaster's here. Let's get into the quiz. Here we go.
He's the man who's just caught a second Ditto in Pokemon Go. It's Dylan Lewis.
Yeah,
that was a bit flat.
I got two Dittos.
Yep.
Do you want to do it again with a bit more energy, or?
Well, sure. He's the man who's just caught a second Ditto in Pokemon Go. It's Dylan!
All right,
the only
guys.
Way I can talk about Pokemon Go seems to be in that bit. You ready?
Yes.
Okay.
Question one.
Shane Lowe, sorry, checking buzzers first.
Yeah.
Place.
Yeah,
whatever. Question one. Which Jackson had the famous...
Janet Jackson, famous boob slip.
Wardrobe malfunction is what we say at this time of the morning.
Janet Jackson.
Is that
yes,
right?
That's correct.
Hey, hang on. Okay.
One to Hayley.
All right.
That is zero to Shane.
Oh, wow.
That's zero
okay, well,
for Shane.
Okay, it's only first question. It's only one
all
question.
Right.
I mean,
question
God,
two.
More,
In 2013.
Got it.
Yes?
Sorry?
Was that you putting your name in or not?
No, I was just talking about I got the person on the phone ready to...
In 2013, which singer performed with her group Destiny's
Child? Halo.
Oh!
Ooh.
Beyonce. Or Bebe.
He's correct. It's 1-8.
Yeah, feels good.
That was
feels
really
good.
Close, Hayley. Sorry, Dale.
No, come on. Okay. There's no picking sisters
it's fine,
in the Quizmaster.
It's getting
sisters.
Sad.
You're not sisters.
Question three. I am.
Yeah.
Question three. The Red Hot Chili Peppers joined Bruno Mars on stage a couple of years back. What is their bass player's name?
Shane Lowe.
Oh.
It's Flea.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Here comes the end. Here it comes.
Okay. I can see the cockiness in your eyes right now.
Yes. Well, leave that one alone.
In 2015... concentrating. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
In 2015, Katy Perry performed... Finish this lyric. I kissed a girl.
Charlie! You know who it was, guys, and I liked it.
Yep.
Yep,
Shane Lowe won.
Yep, won, guys.
Shane Lowe's the winner!
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. That's right. Yeah. Yep. So well done to Rebecca. You're going to Nitro Circus. You got the VIP package. Well done. It's all yours.
Thank you.
You're very, very welcome.
Sorry, Kurt.
Sorry, Kurt.
Yeah, Kurt, you lose. Mm. You win
nothing. Don't I say lose. That's a bad word.
He's a loser, though, aren't you, Kurt?
No.
No, but you're all right. We'll give you a consolation prize.
Yes, we will, Kurt. Stay there. Yes, we'll give you something from the prize cupboard.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
We're excited about our brand new segment on the show too, Radio Gumtree. Radio Gumtree. Now, so we've got ourselves a cross trainer, guys. It's a beautiful looking machine.
Gorgeous.
If you're looking to get fit, this is right up your alley.
Yep.
Now,
fairly new too as well. Yeah. So we had a few Ks done on it.
Yeah, only clocked a few Ks.
She got it for like 750.
Yeah, they're worth a lot.
We swapped it for some Adele tickets.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
I mean, that's good for her.
Yeah.
But now we've got a cross trainer.
Yeah, we don't know what to do with it. I mean,
well, we want to swap up. Yeah. The idea is that we want to keep on trying to swap up and up and up and up.
Eventually
until
we'll have a mansion.
A mansion?
Yeah. We can all live in it together.
We'll all have Carrick Hill.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
None of us in this room really need any fitness work, so we don't need it. You know what I mean? Like, we're all pretty primed. Yeah. Ready to go. So we want to swap it with something. Now, anything. If you're sitting at home, you've had something, you know, that's been sitting in your garage for ages thinking, no one's ever going to take that. Maybe we'll want it.
A pogo stick?
Good idea.
Pogo,
I like pogo sticks. I like, yeah. You don't like that?
How much are they worth?
$20.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. What about a pinball machine?
All good idea. Oh, yeah.
Okay. That'd be cool.
That would be cool.
That'd look good in the studio.
So, tabletop game, Frogger?
Yep. It's all good ideas. We'll accept anything. Well, as long as it's good.
Yeah, it has to be better, yeah. As good as or better than a cross trainer. And the cross trainer's really cool. Oh, if you don't want one at your home.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Lamps?
Yep, still going.
I like a good lamp.
Yeah, lamps, nice.
Art?
Yep.
Art?
Ooh. Yeah, I love a nice piece of art.
Soda stream machine?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no?
Yeah, no, yeah. No, I like that. Or no, hair straighteners. Yeah. I want some hair straighteners here for the toilets at Nova.
Hair straighteners,
and
anybody?
Ford and I want it because we've got fuzzy, curly hair.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Sorry, Hannah.
Just threw Hannah under the bus there. All right, 13-24-10, what have you got at your place you willingly swap for a cross trainer, guys?
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Good morning. Right now, you can get involved with Radio Gumtree. Radio Gumtree. We've got a cross trainer. Perfect condition. It's only done a few Ks, guys. Just waiting to be swapped with something. Hopefully, you've got something at your house you're willing to swap it with.
Why is it cross?
Because
angry about just having to work so hard.
Yeah, everyone's angry on
that. Yeah, you're right about that. Let's see what our listeners have to possibly swap for our cross trainer. Melissa in Paraka this morning. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
What have you got, Melissa?
I've got a single bed that I can give you.
Oh.
Do we need a single bed, guys?
I don't know.
Could be fun for a photo shoot.
Yeah.
Three in the bed.
I thought, you know, you're getting quite early. Maybe you need a nap before you start the show.
Oh, Melissa, you are.
Yeah, that's true.
You're spot on right there. Okay. We need like a little sick bay here. We don't have a sick bay at Nova.
Oh, we don't.
No, you just love going in the corner.
Can you tell us about the bed, Melissa? Like, what does it look like? Was it a nice birch? I mean, what are we talking? Is it hardwood?
Yeah,
is it metal frame?
It's just a Sealy ensemble.
Oh, it's an ensemble.
And, yeah, I can throw the electric blanket in as well.
Shut up.
Oh, yes.
Okay, guys, so we have a single ensemble.
Hey, hang on, does it come with the mattress? Is it the mattress?
Yeah, really? The ensemble and mattress, yeah.
Ensemble. Is it? And how old is the mattress?
It's not new.
Oh, yeah, good question.
No.
Maybe we'll take it. Okay, thank you. We'll keep that in mind. We appreciate you ringing through.
You're going to give us a new bed, guys.
Oh, well.
I know, but, you know, there's something about, you know, used mattresses.
Yeah, but it's a kid's bed.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, a lot of weight.
I mean, come on, pee-pee pants.
Lots,
I mean, that happens.
Wee. Probably knits.
Okay, yeah. can we go to somebody else?
No, nothing against Melissa.
Let's go to
I've
Justin.
I've got kids. I know what they're
yeah,
like.
Yeah, Justin does have knits. We'll be right. Justin, morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, excited about what you could be swapping us, mate.
Yeah, it would be appealing to what you guys do. I've got a home brew kit.
Sold.
Hey, brew.
Oh, I mean, we should be...
Hang on.
No, we'll talk
no,
about
no,
it.
No, sorry.
We
we'll talk about
this it. This is a group meeting we need to do here.
Okay.
Home brew.
It's a home brew. And how much... Is it a big one?
It's 24 litre, so you can get probably about 2.5 pints out of it. Okay. I can throw in the fermenter, the bottle capper, some bottles.
How much is it worth, Justin?
About $150.
Yeah, but, you know, a few cases of beer is priceless, really, wasn't it?
It is, and it costs you next to nothing to make it.
So. And it keeps making money, so...
It does.
We could make our own.
I think that's quite good.
Oh, why don't we do that?
Let's call it the homebrew.
Love it.
Homebrew!
Yeah.
Homebrew.
Oh.
Homebrew.
Nova Brew.
Okay, yes. I mean, Justin's workshopping some names.
We need two out of three of us to agree, guys.
I'm in.
Oh, really?
Are you in too?
Well, it doesn't matter because it's two out of three.
Well, guys. Are you in though?
Of course I'm bloody in.
Guys, we've got rid of the cross chain. We now have a homebrew kit. Justin, you were going to regret this decision. I mean, you were going to be very happy with this decision.
No, I will love it because swapping beer for fitness, that's what I'm about at the moment. So, yeah.
Oh, good on you. We're swapping roles.
Shut up.
Thank you, Justin. All right, guys, how exciting. We've got a homebrew kit.
Oh, how many bottles do we get?
Oh, I don't know. How many bottles do we get?
How many
Justin?
Bottles, bro?
I've got glass bottles and I've got plastic bottles. So I'll chuck a mixture of potion.
No, this is really exciting.
No, okay, right. Plastic, no hang on the line there, Justin. We'll talk more during the song here. How exciting. We'll get
all about
cleanliness, actually.
It's all about you've got to keep them really clean, otherwise it doesn't work. I spoke to a brewer on the weekend hoping this would happen, and it did.
All right, guys, we're one step further in getting on something even more awesome in Radio Gumtree. We now have a homebrew kit. How exciting.
Like the show? Why not like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page?
Tattoos, are they hot?
Hot.
Oh, or are they not?
Not.
That's the question. 13, 24, 10. Let's quickly whip around the room. I think tattoos are extremely sexy, especially on guys with pale skin. Next. Dylan, what do you think?
I like having tattoos and I can't stop getting them.
Okay.
And to flip it, I think they're beautiful on women as well.
Oh, that's nice. Hannah, thoughts on tattoos?
Not.
Oh.
I think you guys are great. Up, they look good on you.
I won't say that, but I do appreciate it.
But generally,
they're
just not my thing. They're just not my thing.
It depends who it's on because it's a personality that makes a person hot. So, you know.
And you guys rock them.
Thank yeah, you. You do. You both suit them.
Rosie, in the phone, yes or no, do you think tattoos are hot or not? They're all right.
Oh, yeah, right.
All right. Well, what do you think? 13, 24, 10.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Right now, we're asking you the big question. Articles come out saying that Dylan Lewis, women prefer or do not prefer tats?
Science says women prefer to be with men who have tattoos.
Oh,
be
yeah,
with.
Of course.
Can I just add there, depends how many tattoos. Huh. Like the lizard man, you know, that guy that's got his whole face covered.
Yeah,
that's
sexy.
That's not.
Oh, it's not.
That's not sexy to you.
Lizard man isn't. No, exactly. To me, in my opinion,
but Mrs.
It's
Lizard
not attractive.
Loves it. So, hot or not, guys?
Hot.
Or not? We're asking you the question.
Not.
Jody, good morning. What do you think? Tattoos, good or not?
Jody?
No, I don't like tattoos.
Oh.
Not.
Okay. Not. That's definitely not.
Well, you should have a look at the Facebook page. Dylan and Shane are there with their tops up. So you can see their tattoos. It might change your mind, Jodie.
I don't think
no,
so.
I'm not into tattoos at all. I prefer people that are more comfortable in their own skin and a bit more original. I find that everyone sort of seems to go down the same line of the sleeve or,
yeah,
you know,
you're right,
it becomes a real phase of that period of time and then, you know, then in 10 years' time they look dated.
Yeah.
What's
isn't
wrong
that right,
with my barbed wire and tribal tattoos?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
My yin yang is timeless.
It's a nice flames on the leg. They're nice. Kayla, tattoos, hot or not? What do you think?
Hot for sure.
Hello.
Hot. Ooh. That's one for each. Okay.
All right, why?
What kind and why?
I've got no idea. They just look good.
Okay. Well, science has proven that Kayla is correct. So there's one each there so far.
Belle, who's also rung through. Tattoos hot or not, Belle?
Of course they're hot. They're amazing.
Okay.
Hot.
What do you love about them, Belle?
Well, this is the thing. I'm actually part of this weekend's Ink Girls competition. So
what?
I have a new tattoo.
Bravo.
Ink Girls.
Hang on, there's
amazing.
A convention this weekend.
Oh, my God, have you not heard? It is called the Three Eyes Tattoo Convention. It is the biggest in the Southern Hemisphere. You have to get there. It goes for 3 days.
Yeah, where is it?
It is being held at the Adelaide Convention Centre, Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
It's like we've planned this phone.
This is amazing.
This is awesome. And so you're on show there, are you, Belle?
Yes, I will be, which is completely out of my depth. Tattoos, they're not what people think they are. Lots of people get them for different reasons. Personally, I got them because I suffer hugely and deeply with depression and anxiety, and for me it was a way of covering me up so people didn't see me. But now it's become something that's made me go, you know what? I'm worth seeing.
Yeah. And you're original.
Bell, I love
that. Oh, that's good beautiful. Luck for the weekend. Make sure you let us know how you go. That's
yeah,
so cool.
I will. I'll send you some photos there if you want.
Yeah, I was going to ask, Belle, do you have a obviously, they're all your favourite tattoos, but is there a favourite that means the most to you?
Well, I don't really know. Like, when I first got tattoos, like everyone does, I didn't really put a whole lot of thought about it. But now it's become an art form. People go, oh, you know, tattoos are this and that, but you would go to a museum and see a piece of art. Mine just happens to be on my body. Mm. I have amazing tattoos, and I have an amazing tattoo artist. His name is Jaden Pengelly from Front Yard Tattoo at Mount Barker.
Hello.
And nice. He is a genius.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
You're a walking piece
Belle,
of art. Thank you, Belle.
Thank you, Belle.
I love Belle.
Now, what about on our Facebook page, Dylan Lewis? The photo of myself and you with our tats out. Who got the most hots?
Oh, yeah, let's have a look.
Do
you want to know that?
I don't know. Do
Will
I?
You no, get sad?
It's not like... the question is not, do you think Shane and Dylan are hot?
Yeah, no.
But there's a lot more people on there saying they're hot, and some of them are saying, oh, it depends. It's about the whole package, and there's a few... men saying, no.
Oh.
No. Oh. You guys aren't hot.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Daryl, on the Facebook page. Like the show? Why not
like the Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson Facebook page? Tell us your small talk, the go-to small talk that you use in your office. Because
yes.
We've been talking about this the last couple of days. And for anyone that works in a workplace, you normally have like a little kitchen or kitchenette area or hallways where you run into people that may not be in your department, so you don't really know them, you don't really know their name, but they might know you.
Yes.
It's awkward.
Yeah.
Everyone should have a name tag.
Yeah, I agree. On their head, though, so you don't see the... looking down at the name tag.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Good tip there.
But in our kitchen here at work, you know, you never go to the kitchen and there's nobody. There's always someone in the kitchen and you make that, you know, that little chit-chat stuff.
Yeah, sometimes I walk around to the kitchen, I see who it is and I back away.
Yeah, you leave straight away.
Yeah, I do. I don't know what to say. I never know what to say.
Let's recreate what goes on in the kitchen, Shane. Right, so I've walked into the kitchen, I'm stacking the dishwasher.
Hey. Hey there.
Do you know Shane, how you going?
Good. Do you know where the bin is?
It's there, mate.
Like that.
Where it's always been. That is Shane's actual go-to line.
Yeah. Where's the bin?
Because everyone knows where the bin is, and it takes a distraction off not knowing what to say.
That's the new tagline for our show.
Yeah, it's good. Where's the bin? Get it on a T-shirt.
Mine's from Monday to Wednesday. It's like, so what did you do on the weekend? And then when it hits Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, it's like, well, so what are you doing on the weekend?
Always revolves around the weekend. Mine's the weekend gear as well. It's always like, how was your weekend? Oh, not long enough. Could do with another weekend to recover from that weekend. Hey, when I'm king, I'll be making a 3-day weekend for everyone every week.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, where's the bin?
Mason has got an idea. Okay, guys, I thought that was a good one at the time.
It's not a good one, bro, because now you've said it too many times.
Oh, no, my other one is, hey, do you know where the toilet is?
But you've worked here for 4 years.
Yeah, I know. But
you know where the bin is, Shane.
Yeah, I do.
You know where the toilet is too.
Mason, hi.
You're always in there crying.
Hey, this one's from a couple of months ago. I didn't actually know when it's footy season because I'm like an anti-sport person.
Oh, welcome to the fray.
Right, brother.
And I said to somebody... So, how was the footy on the weekend? And they're like, yeah, it's not footy season.
Oh, amazing. Oh, trying to be cool.
Exposed.
Thank you, Mason.
Sport, that is the number one go-to for most humans in this country. You're not Australian if you can't go to the bar.
How's the game?
Say, hey, how about those pies on the weekend, hey? How about that goal? You've got to be able to talk
that goal.
Sport. Otherwise, you just end up like Shane and I.
Sarah in Salisbury Heights. Morning.
Good morning.
What's your go-to line for your office small talk?
Well, it's quite lame, but I think, how was the weather over the weekend?
Yeah.
The weather.
It's always a winner if you don't know what to talk about.
Yeah, that's the most popular small talk, I reckon. Everyone always mentions the weather. And today, you know, it's just 31. There's not really anything standout about today.
But tomorrow's 40. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, 41. Can you believe how hot that is? That's crazy.
It's so hot.
Where's the bin, guys?
That's your dad's go-to line every time he's on the phone.
Yeah,
Shane.
My dad gets to the weather within 20 seconds. It's like, Dad, how's mum going? Oh, geez, yeah, it's going to be cloudy. I mean, I didn't even ask that, but that's all right.
I love your dad.
Hi, Paul.
Let's call him. and time how long it takes.
Can we? Let's do it.
Have we?
Yeah. Let's do it.
See where we go, guys.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Yesterday on the show, Dylan Lewis shared with us a story that absolutely delighted him. Here it is.
There's a lady, she's got a bit of a cold.
Oh.
So she's like, oh, I'm gonna have a nice bath. Huh. So she lights some candles and she puts the bath on and she gets in the bath and oh, I'm gonna pour some coconut oil in the bath as well.
That smells beautiful.
And she said, went to get out after pulling the plug and I just slide around like a giant greased up potato in a roasting dish.
Where have you been stuck? Riso, good morning.
Well, I was trying to get ready for school. I had two preschoolers and was about 6 months pregnant and locked the keys in the house.
Oh.
So I had to try and break in via the toilet window, which I had done lots of times before, but this time I hadn't factored in the fact that I was 6 months pregnant. And so I got wedged in the window and couldn't move.
Oh, hello. This should be good, guys. Anonymous call. Good morning.
A little while ago, my then partner and I decided to have a nice weekend away and we booked a motel. Right. So I was in the bath, he's jumped out, so I've just had a bit of a relaxation. I've gone to get out and I've gone to turn the spa off and I couldn't quite lean forward enough. So as I've sort of got off, lifted my bum off of the bath, the jet has sucked me back in. So I was literally mid-air, like, it was horrific.
Oh my God.
It was just,
Lauren,
I can laugh about
so
it now.
Scary.
But, oh, yeah, absolutely. Mid-air in a bath, it was just like, what the hell's going on?
Good morning, Lauren.
I was in my bedroom after a shower, went to walk out, and there was a massive, massive huntsman spider hanging from my bedroom door. And I could not get out of my bedroom for about 2 hours. And I was on my bed crying on the phone to my partner because I could not get out of the bedroom.
Did your partner come in with his thong and clear it all up, or what happened?
Well, he had to from work. He was a tradie and he had to leave work to come and rescue me.
Some great stuck stories yesterday. We're asking you 13 24 10. If you have a story, 13 24 10, get involved. Leslie certainly does, listening this morning. Leslie, tell us what happened to you.
About a year ago, I got stuck in Target. I was out at Gawler and I was still looking around and they just started closing things off and I thought I had plenty of time to get to the front still. So I ended up heading to the front a little bit later than I should have and everything was shut down. I just stood there and waited, thinking someone will come to the front, and no one did and they started shutting the lights off.
This is like a dream. Which area did you go to? Did you go to Manchester and play on the beds or what did you do?
You know, I wish that I did. I wish I had have used my time more wisely and had like Nerf gun wars or something and called someone in, but no, I freaked out and just used the emergency exit and set off all the alarms.
So. Oh,
good
stuff.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Leslie.
I always wanted that to happen to me.
Same.
Yeah. Locked in a department store. Let's make it happen. Yeah. Wolf! Cheers.
He just laughs.
If you've got a story, ring us 2 13 24 10. We've got a couple more to get to. Where did you get stuck? We'd love to know.
Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson 24/7. It's as simple as liking their Facebook page.
Where you've been stuck, 13 24 10, if you've got a story. Lucia, good morning.
Lucia.
Yeah, hi guys. How are you going?
Oh,
good, thank you.
What happened?
Okay, about my brother Guido. Okay, he got a big truck and he was unloading it. And getting off the truck, when he jumped off, he got hooked on one of the hinges that opens up the flap at the back. And he got caught and he was hanging there. There was no one around. And he had to wait until my brother Frank. So my brother Frank came back from the job site. So Frank came in and saw him and just cracked it on the ground and then just started taking photos of him. So, yeah. I just wish I was there.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Hanging around up.
So I got, like, the clip got caught in, like, it ripped his jeans, so he was hanging off the truck.
Oh, no.
That is great. Thank you for sharing that.
Andrew, my Barker's got a story too. Andrew, what happened? Where did you get stuck? Andrew.
Oh, hey, sorry, mate.
You're right, man.
Now, this is an interesting one. One of my friends told me that I wouldn't get a belly button piercing, so I proved him wrong and decided to get one.
Good on you.
Then a few weeks later, I was getting intimate with a girl and my belly button piercing got stuck inside of her belly button piercing.
Oh, yuck. How do you even unhinge that?
I don't want to explain it, but she had one of those belly button piercings that was in the shape of a zipper, and mine was just a regular bar. And, yeah, look, it wasn't a great situation. Yeah. I wouldn't advise it to anyone, to be honest.
No.
I'm trying to get a mental picture of how he got
stuck in a zipper.
Yeah.
That is the worst.
Oh, thank you, Andrew.
Thank you for sharing your stories. I'm sorry. All right, let's move on. Contain yourself, please.
You're so amused.
I'm just amused.
For more Lewis and Lowe with Hayley Pearson, hit up novafm.com.au.